This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show, sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right. We are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I get asked, where should you have your procedure? At a hospital, or can you do it at a surgical center? Or at a doctor's office? What's the cheapest? Well, I've had colonoscopies done. At the doctor I've had my colonoscopies with always has me go to the hospital. So I've had it done at hospitals, but I think I might have had one done at a surgical center. And to me, the price looked the same, because when the doctor bills for the procedure, now it's the procedure, insurance, now with Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, it's supposed to cover colonoscopies, but the trick of the matter is it covers you getting a screening one, but if you need a biopsy, if they see a polyp, which is kind of why you're getting the colonoscopy, to remove any polyps, now you have to pay. So my colonoscopy's got more expensive since the Affordable Care Act. Because once you tell an insurance company you have to cover something, they will cover whatever is in black and white on the paper to a T, but then not cover anything else. So they can say, you see, we covered the colonoscopy. So they basically covered the scope going in. They didn't necessarily cover the scope going out and what the scope needs to do. Now, while it's in there and coming out. Like, oh, we see some polyps. Let's remove them. Take them with us. Well, the prices could differ where you get your scope or your procedures. So a study, I think this was done by Johns Hopkins. I want to give credit where credit is due. Yeah, Johns Hopkins. They found that hospitals could bill 50% more for a colonoscopy than surgical centers do. And for a standard colonoscopy, the hospital billed $1,500 in facility fees, not including doctor, anesthesia, other sorts of aspects, the anesthesiologist, medications. But just for the facility fee, $1,500. Whereas these ambulatory surgical centers, $989. So ambulatory surgical centers specialize in outpatient procedures. They don't usually have a floor or beds. They do the procedure. You have a recovery area, then you leave. So the price gaps were pretty, were high. In fact, researchers found hospital fees were 54 to 61% higher. Now, there are about 15 million colonoscopies performed in the U.S. each year. There should be more, but the average person doesn't like getting them done. And the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force recommends screening adults age 45 and older. The Affordable Care Act requires insurers to cover colonoscopies free of charge. But, again, it's the screening colonoscopy. Them going in, taking a look. So keep in mind, if you have a bill, it's because something else might have been done. And you, by the way, if you do get a bill for something that should be covered under Obamacare, ask them. When you get the bill, say, look, why wasn't this covered under Obamacare or the Affordable Care Act? You know, what am I missing? So the transparency in fees, you know, people will ask, oh, what's going on here? Well, I get it. Hospitals are more expensive. Hospitals have more real estate costs. They just have to pay more. They're just, now, they might be able to negotiate buying, you know, we're a hospital, so our gloves we should be able to get for less than $5 a box, or everybody else now is spending $7. But to staff a hospital, it's more expensive, obviously. So, yes, they're going to charge you more. Plus, they might be able to get more. They're a hospital. They say, look, if you want us to run, keep running, you pay our fees. Now, usually, though, what insurance companies do is it's usually a flat rate of what they're going to pay. For this code, for this colonoscopy, you're only going to get $500, maybe $552, who knows? So when you could charge us $2,000, you could charge us $3,000, you could charge us $10,000. We're only going to be giving you the five something. But if you are a cash paying patient, that could be an issue. Now, you know, there's rarely complications from colonoscopies. But sometimes a complication could be a perforation where the intestine got cut or perforated. Or there could be a biopsy done, but because you have cancer or you're starting to have cancer and there's a really bad blood vessel that is forming to nourish that growth, you could bleed sometimes, have extensive bleeding. You might then need to be admitted to a hospital. But it's rare. I don't think you have to specifically choose to have a colonoscopy or a procedure done at a hospital. Of course, it depends on the procedure. If you're delivering a baby, I'd rather you be in the hospital because just in case you need care or the baby needs care. So I would tell somebody to, you know, have, you know, give birth where there is a NICU or, you know, a neonatal ICU or, you know, where you can be admitted if you need to or if you need a C-section. But, you know, for colonoscopies or, you know, some of these procedures, now people are now doing tonsillectomies. They're doing a lot of procedures at surgical centers. It's saving patients money. And if you're low risk, yeah, these surgical centers are fine because a lot of people are going home these days. They don't have to stay in the hospital. So if you're having an outpatient procedure, some of these surgical centers are fantastic. And if you don't have insurance, yes, it will be cheaper. But hospitals will charge more. They also have a lot more regulation. Yeah, they have a lot more, you know, that's just the way things are. If hospitals get to pay less and have fewer regulations, maybe they could charge as cheaply as some of these other places do. And I know urgent cares differ. Urgent cares attached to a hospital are a lot more expensive than some of these urgent cares attached to a grocery store. These little walk-in clinics. Oh, I do agree that there should be transparency. What is it about a hospital Tylenol that should be much more expensive and warrants higher costs than a surgical center Tylenol? I mean, these are things that I think should be transparent. 1-877, that's Sally. Don't go away.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silversolutions.com.
www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Some of you answered the question I had asked about, did you get Christmas bonuses this year? One said I got Jack's blank, I can't say, for Christmas. Another one, no, nothing. Another one, they all got to have a little office party at lunch. All right, so it doesn't look like people are getting the thousands of dollars for their Christmas bonus anymore. I understand that. It's you know, all I know is watching that Christmas Vacation movie, Chevy Chase's character getting enough money where he could put in a pool in his backyard. I'm like, gosh, I'd really love to have a job like that. That could be really nice. Now, let's switch gears here. Our jobs. Do our jobs have anything to do with our suicide risk? For years, people said dentists were the number one job in which people would commit suicide. And, you know, that's sad. I could see why. I think a lot of dentists don't feel appreciated. They go through dental school. They get a doctorate. They're doctors. But people don't, you know, call them doctors. They don't consider them doctors. They make fun of them in the Hangover movie. But apparently, the suicide risk varies. And coal mining, men especially who work in coal mining, have the highest risk of suicide. This is according to an official analysis looking at 2021 figures. In terms of women, women were at highest risk if they were artists, or if they worked in performing arts, or if they worked in construction. Yet teachers were the least likely to die of suicide. A second analysis looked at the change in suicide rate between 2001 and 2021 and noticed a stark increase of 33% in the U.S. working age population, those 16 to 64. In 2021, 37,602 people of working age, it doesn't mean they were working, but of working age died by suicide. That's compared to 24,700 in 2001. Now, mind you, we do have more people, but I do think suicide rates are going up, especially since we aren't managing people's pain. I think a lot of people are in pain. So when you look at who is at highest risk for committing suicide, especially for men, mining, number one, construction, number two, vehicle repair, number three, agriculture, like forestry, fishing, hunting. First thing I think about is these people must get injured. They must have neck pain, back pain. I bet they're in pain. They said to guide suicide prevention strategies, the CDC analyzed suicides by industry and occupation in 49 states using 2021 death records. Coal miners, builders, machinery operators were some at the highest risk of suicide. Now, they said there were mental health problems prevalent in those who were minors. In 2021, a study found that more than a third of coal miners and former coal miners with black lung disease struggle with depression, and more than 1 in 10 have considered suicide. Well, that, you know, if you're having trouble breathing, if you're not getting your oxygen, yeah, you're probably not going to be as mentally fit. So the industries where men were most likely to die by suicide, mining, construction, vehicle repair, barber, your barber may be at high risk of suicide. Fishers, hunters, agriculture, arts, entertainment, and recreation. Now, the industries where men were least likely to die by suicide were education, wholesale trade, finance and insurance, scientific, professional, technical services, healthcare, and social work. So for years, they said dentists and doctors were some of have the highest suicide rates in terms of professions. Now they're saying they're least likely. Now, studies of artists and writers collated in Scientific American found that they are 20 times more likely to suffer bipolar and 10 times more likely to suffer depression. Now, this is interesting because I talked about how when I have somebody, and I had a patient who was bipolar, I always ask them, what is their art? What are they gifted in? And 99.9999% of them have an immediate answer. I sing. I dance. I draw. I play an instrument. So we talk about people who may just kind of circle the equator and not have, you know, a lot of octaves where they could, you know, just kind of do their thing. You know, some of us maybe that work in a lab, kind of, you know, hey, it's your birthday. Come on, let's party. Nah, it's a birthday. I'm just doing my work. I'm good. But then you have others who are like, yeah, it's my birthday. Yeah, let's sing. You know, and so, you know, sometimes when you could taste the octaves and have a broader range, you might be more gifted artistically. But your curse is you may feel things more. You may have more ups and downs. So how often was suicide? Male minors had a suicide rate of 72 per 100,000 people. Construction, 56 per 100,000 people. Women, even, 10.4% per 100,000 people. So, you know, teachers, you know, education didn't seem to have as high a rate. Now, it could be because they get 3 months off. Maybe it's not a full 3 months off, but that's kind of nice to still, you know, be able to have income and have time off. They get all the holidays, get the weekends. So that's kind of nice. But what about women? Where were women more likely to commit suicide? Arts, entertainment, and recreation, hotel and food services, agriculture, forestry, fishing, hunting, utilities, and construction. Industries where women were least likely to commit suicide was education, finance, insurance, manufacturing, public administration, and HR. So suicides going up. You know, suicides are more common than they've been at any time since World War II. And mind you, we are getting better numbers. I mean, we're getting better at numbers. But we also do have a higher population. You know, the population is, you know, if we're looking at 10,000 more suicides, you know, in the last 20 years, that could be, you know, along with the population. But these opioid overdose deaths, how many of them are suicide? You know, if you're in pain, you can't get any pain control because your doctor doesn't practice anymore, or your doctor won't write it with the new rules. They're so burdensome that many doctors are like, you know what, I'm not going to even mess with it. I just won't write them. And you're in pain, and your only recourse is using marijuana, which could also make you depressed, or trying to get it black market. I wonder if how many of these overdose deaths are on purpose. But we need to do a much better job. The other thing, too, is I think suicides are rising as people are not as religious. You know, so one of my friends, her daughter died. And she was at work when she got the news. So she immediately ran to church. And she stayed in church for hours. And that was her home. That was able to help her cope. I mean, she had a home. But her family met her at church. And that's where they consoled her. And she prayed. And she was with the father, the priest. And, you know, I mean, if I lost a child, I don't know how I could go on. But fortunately, if you have spirituality, for some of us that do, for those who don't, you know, if they have another, you know, they might have other, you know, other sort of ways to try and understand why life works the way it does. But you wonder, you know, if somebody doesn't have that go-to, where they don't have a temple or church or mosque or spiritual leader, they might be alone. You know, people need community. And when they feel like they don't have help, I mean, look at these GoFundMe pages. Something happens to somebody, and they have medical bills, or they lose somebody, and immediately you see how people join together to help. They spread the charity on social media. They get the word out. It's community. And you might not even know some of these people in your community. But a lot of people have that with church and temple. In the Jewish religion, when somebody dies, you sit Shiva for 7 days. And by sitting Shiva, you don't go to work. You don't do your hair or makeup. You could still take a shower, but, you know, the mirrors are covered. It's not about, you know, you being presentable and you going about life. It's about you trying to reflect and heal. And the reason why it's 7 days is it helps people mentally go through the phases of death. You know, the guilt, the anger, the, you know, the begging, the bargaining, you know, all the, well, first it's like disbelief, then you bargain, then you get angry, you know, and then you go through the grief processes and, you know, the acceptance of it. And people come and visit you. They clean your house, they bring food, and it's about community. And so I wonder if, you know, suicides are up when you just don't, you know, still have a lot of that traditional type of community activity or religion. 1-877-DR-DELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. Retiring from Congress, former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy bid farewell in his final speech on the House floor yesterday. The California Republican expressing gratitude to his constituents for the opportunity to serve in the chamber. A U.S. Senator's son now facing murder charges in connection with a North Dakota deputy's death. It involves Ian Kramer, son of North Dakota Republican Kevin Kramer, accused of killing Mercer County Deputy Paul Martin in a crash that happened during a reported high-speed chase. The White House thinks that House Republicans are wasting their time with an impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden and that they should be doing work on behalf of the American people and not going after the president's family. Former New York Congressman George Santos expanding his side hustles onto the social media platform X. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
All right, so we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So it's the holidays, and many people are going to be drinking alcohol. But the average person is on multiple pharmaceuticals. And so I get asked very frequently, can I drink alcohol with this medication? Your doctor will probably most likely say hell to the no. Well, are you sure? Everybody else is on this medication. I've been on the medication before. I've drunk before and there was not a problem. You will not get a doctor who will say it is okay to drink alcohol with medication. Why? Because we're wussies? Maybe. Because we're afraid we'll get sued? Maybe. But because these pharmaceutical clinical trials are not usually including, well, let's see what happens if you do shots. Or you play beer pong. Or you decide to get drunk. The clinical trials don't include that. So when we say that there could be some side effects with medications, right, we get that data from, well, this is what happened when people drank before, on these medications. This is the pharmacology behind the medication. The medication gets metabolized through the liver. So if you drink alcohol and your liver is going to be a little sidetracked because of the alcohol or another medication that gets metabolized through the liver, you might have an altered level of your drug. And so when you look at drug effects, you know, one site I like is drugs.com. They have a drug interaction checker where you could put your drugs in and see if there's major interactions, moderate interactions, or minor drug interactions. Some interactions of drugs, like anti-nausea medication and your SSRIs or your antidepressant, anti-anxiety medications, they could sometimes cause irregular heart rhythms. Then you might want to really rethink mixing, you know, nausea medicine with your antidepressant. Same thing with muscle relaxers. There's serotonin syndrome, where higher levels of serotonin, because the medicine interferes with the metabolism of it, could cause side effects, severe side effects. So you need to understand that alcohol is a chemical. So if you're going to drink, because there's a holiday party, or family's coming over, or it's New Year's, that there could be interactions. According to the National Institute on Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism, combining alcohol with certain medications could increase your nausea, vomiting, drowsiness, headache, dizziness, fainting, internal bleeding, ulcers, heart problems, liver damage, issues breathing. You could become uncoordinated. And Health Magazine does a really nice review of this. So the unpredictability is what makes a lot of us doctors nervous. So depression and anxiety medications, I think 1 in 10 people are on something, whether it is, I don't know, an SSRI, whether it's a monoamine oxidase inhibitor, whether it's a tricyclic antidepressant. Well, if you take an MAOI, a monoamine oxidase inhibitor, and you drink alcohol, your blood pressure could spike. You could also get more dizzy, lose coordination, have strange behavior. If you take certain antidepressant medications like St. John's Wort, Kava-Kava, that could be dangerous. You are not supposed to mix St. John's Wort, Kava-Kava with alcohol. You're not supposed to mix Zoloft or Sertraline with alcohol. Bupropion, Wellbutrin, fluoxetine, paroxetine, Prozac, Flaxil, Prozac or Paxil, Prasik, Abilify, Cymbalta, Valium, Xanax, Lithium. You're not supposed to mix those with alcohol. And now let's look at our diabetes medications. Almost half of the population has prediabetes. A third of us have full-blown diabetes. If you drink alcohol, that can mess with your blood sugar levels. Also affect your blood pressure, your heart rate. Could cause weakness, headache, nausea, vomiting. So if you're taking medication for diabetes or weight loss, you probably shouldn't be drinking on them. Especially if you're on metformin, glipizide, glyburide. I think also even Wegovy, you aren't supposed to be drinking alcohol with that. Or Ozempic or Mounjaro. Now, a big thing that people forget is their cold and allergy medications. Your nose is running. And you have an office Christmas or holiday party tonight. It's Friday night and you're like, you know what? I need to be ready to party. And I don't want people thinking I'm sick. So you hit the Claritin. Or the Dimetapp, or the Sudafed, or the Zyrtec, or some Robitussin. Benadryl makes you tired. But still, if you take any of those plus Benadryl, better not drink. That could cause impaired judgment, coordination. You cannot mix alcohol and cold or allergy medication. And I know some of you are saying, Dr. Dahlia, but we already do. We do that all the time. Don't. It's unpredictable. How many of you take blood pressure medication? Nearly half of U.S. adults have high blood pressure medication. If you drink alcohol with your blood pressure medication, one, your blood pressure could spike. You could also get dizzy, faint, sleepy. You could have arrhythmias. Do not drink if you're on lisinopril or the ACE inhibitors, calcium channel blockers like Norvasc, beta blockers, water pills, you know, alpha agonists. These are things you need to watch for. Never, ever, ever, after a night of drinking, take Ambien. Don't do that. That could really cause strange behavior, impaired motor function, dizziness. Don't take, if you've been drinking Lunesta, Restoril, Unisom, Benadryl to sleep, herbal supplements like valerian root, lavender, chamomile, even melatonin. You got to be careful. And you're probably not going to sleep if you drink a lot. Maybe drink some water. Put a cool compress on your head. But, you know, alcohol, you can't mix with those medications. We haven't even gotten to the pain medications yet. Pain medications like Percocet, Vicodin, Demerol, Darvocet, Furanol for headaches. Muscle relaxers like Flexeril and Soma, can't do it. Can't mix alcohol. We don't even want you mixing Tylenol with alcohol because of your liver. Or Motrin and Advil because of the stomach lining. So you need to be very, very careful. Alcohol and narcotics could increase risk of overdose. Many of you take heartburn and nausea medications. You're on PPIs, omeprazole. You're taking Zantac. Maybe you're on Dramamine because you've been a little dizzy. Maybe you take Reglan. You cannot mix certain heartburn or nausea medications with alcohol. That's a no-no. Cholesterol medications. Your rosuvastatin, atorvastatin, simvastatin, niacin, Vytorin, can't be mixing alcohol with those. Remember, these cholesterol medications get metabolized in the liver, or they act on the liver. And so if you're drinking alcohol, that could elevate levels of them, and it could cause liver damage. Prostate medications you can't mix with alcohol. Flomax, Cardura, Hytrin, Minipress, your Terazosin, Prazosin, no, don't mix with alcohol. ADHD medication you can't mix with alcohol. That could cause dizziness, impaired concentration, liver damage, heart problems. I don't care if you're on Concerta. It's still Ritalin, Vyvanse, Strattera, Adderall, any of them. If you take diet pills, can't do it. If you take arthritis medications like Naprosyn, Voltaren, Celebrex, that could cause liver damage and stomach bleeding. Don't mix with alcohol. Seizure medications, my seizure patients, they know. They don't ever drink, usually, my seizure medications. My seizure patients. In fact, a lot of seizure patients, they got their first seizure because they drank. So they know how bad it is to have a seizure. But you cannot mix your gabapentin, your Neurontin, if you're taking it for pain. Your phenobarb, your clonazepam, can't be mixing it. Topamax for headaches, can't mix with it. Antibiotics should not be mixed with alcohol. You cannot take a Z-Pak with alcohol. Can't, you know, take your Flagyl. If you're on an antifungal, don't mix it with alcohol. Sorry, don't mean to be a party pooper. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure?
then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extend
Your Life. All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DRDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so whenever I see a trend or I see something, I like to kind of bring it up to you guys. And I don't want to say 100% this is what's going on, but I have been getting more and more patients with chronic hiccups. Yep. And you've seen me hiccuping more, too. And I have a feeling, I know you guys are going to hate me saying this, but I think COVID might be causing them. So I had some patients that called in that they couldn't stop hiccuping for days. And I asked them, did you have a recent cough or cold? And they said that they had recently, you know, a sinus infection. I go, did you test for COVID? One tested at his house, and he was like, no, I didn't have anything. Yeah, but these at-home COVID tests could miss it. And another said, no, they just didn't test. And I go, well, you test for COVID, but because you're having chronic hiccups, you need to go and get checked out. And I told you guys about hiccups. Hiccups is when you have irritation of the diaphragm, and it is a spasm, shall we say, or a reflex that the diaphragm has. And these hiccups can signify that there's something more serious going on. Anybody who has chronic hiccups needs to be checked, their heart checked out. Because it could be a part of their heart is inflamed, let's say from an inferior myocardial infarction, and that inflammation could be affecting the diaphragm. Any chronic burping, any chronic hiccups, got to get your heart checked. In fact, I had a patient who was chronically burping, comes into the urgent care I was working at, saying, I kept my wife up, it was Saturday night, and he came in on a Sunday morning, and I kept my wife up all night burping. I go, well, let me check your heart, because maybe you had a heart attack. Turned out he did seem to have elevated enzymes, and he did have EKG changes consistent with that. And so he's like, well, if I had my heart attack, let me go. It's football today. And I'm like, no, you had a heart attack. You need to get yourself checked out. And so we had to send him to the nearest hospital. And as he was wheeled in to the hospital, he had a second heart attack. He still lived. But any sort of chronic issue in your GI that you think is GI could also be heart-related. But hiccups have been happening more often. So what is happening more often? Well, yeah, we are taking care of ourselves. We're not getting our physicals. So, yeah, that could be related to we're just, you know, an unhealthy population these days. But I think there could be something going on with hiccups and COVID. So what does COVID do? It's a pain in the ass. I'm so sick of it. I just want us to be able to move on. But the truth of the matter is now we have another strain, the JN1. We have the HV1, now the JN1, the 2.86, or the B2. But, I mean, we have all these strains, and still, nobody's being transparent about where they're coming from. And if they are just on their own mutating, or do we still have labs that are leaking? But while we are undergoing new strains and dealing with this, we have to understand that the virus at its core can cause inflammation. Could cause inflammation of our olfactory nerve, which is why some people still can't smell well. Olfactory, our taste senses, inflammation of the lungs, inflammation of the brain. The virus can be inflammatory. It could also inflame the heart. It could cause myocarditis, pericarditis. True, the vaccines have been linked to that as well, but any sort of virus can inflame the heart. So if you're hiccuping, you got to get your heart checked. It could also be your lungs. It could also be a mass that could be irritating, the hiccups. So what if you have mild hiccups? What do you do? Well, let's try to prevent the hiccups. So don't eat big, huge meals. Don't try to irritate the diaphragm. Don't get punched in the stomach. Try to avoid carbonated beverages. You don't want to be burping a lot and then getting yourself into a thing of hiccups. But you need to see hiccups if they don't go away on their own. Now, most medical recommendations is 48 hours. I wouldn't wait that long. Because if it is cardiac related, I don't want you waiting 2 days. So if you're having hiccups that don't go away, and it's already been an hour, 2 hours, and you're a little nervous, get yourself checked out. I really wouldn't wait 48 hours. But that's what most recommendations. I think the Mayo Clinic recommends that. Avoid carbonated beverages, avoid alcohol, don't eat too much at a sitting. Sometimes excitement, stress could do it. If you chew gum and you swallow air, that could cause hiccups. If you smoke, vape, chew tobacco, that could be a problem. But sometimes you could have damage to the vagus nerves or the phrenic nerves, and these things could irritate the nerves. Tumors, things like that, stomach acid. If you have mild ones, what do you do to take care of mild hiccups? So what I do with mild hiccups is I will drink very slowly and breathe while I drink. And I notice that helps make them go away. Now, we don't want you to breathe and drink at the same time because of your epiglottis, and we want to make sure you don't get, your epiglottis protects the lungs when you eat, so it covers up the lungs. But if you have to breathe, it has to open up. And I notice for me, that's how I get rid of my hiccups. But if you sip cold water, if you lie on the bed and you bring your knees all the way up to your chest, now why would that help hiccups? Well, we're trying to rearrange the the room that the diaphragm has. And maybe it just needs to be positioned a little differently. Trying to think what else we use to get rid of hiccups. We do cold water. I don't know if honey works. Peppermint might help. There's a few different things. Sometimes breathing into a paper bag. Holding your breath has never worked for me. But sometimes just sipping cold water could help. But as I said, hiccups are something we have to take seriously. So have we had any cases of hiccups? Yeah, that were COVID-related. I did a literature search, and yes, there was a case report that was done back in, I don't know if it tells me when the year is. I apologize, I don't understand where the year is. Huh. Oh, there we go, 2022. And so there was a 48-year-old diabetic man who presented with persistent hiccups that were less than 48 hours to the emergency room. And he ended up testing positive for COVID by PCR test. They treated him for COVID. He was discharged. There's also chlorpromol. There are medications we could use to relax the diaphragm to help prevent COVID or to help prevent hiccups. But for the most part, if we could treat the underlying cause, we could then hopefully make the hiccups go away. There were some other cases where the patients had hiccups that lasted at least 4 days. There were 13 eligible studies because some other doctors had also hypothesized that looked at 16 hospitalized COVID-19 patients who complained of persistent hiccups. The mean duration of the hiccups were 4.5 days, and it was reported in 88% of the patients. They also had high blood pressure. Some had diabetes. So of 16 patients, right, 88% had hiccups of those, small study size. But so if you are having persistent hiccups, get yourself checked out. Also get yourself checked for COVID. But try to avoid the hiccups. Avoid the carbonated beverages, the smoking, the alcohol, the big meals, the stress, and other things. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. And also, like I said before, chronic burping. It's amazing how we have a lot of GI issues, heartburn, burps, hiccups, that we just think is GI, and we think it has nothing related to the heart, so we ignore it. I told you there was this movie with Gene Wilder and Gilda Radner years ago. When I was a kid, I don't know the name of the movie, but I remember it was on. One of my parents were watching it, and there was a pilot of a plane who kept burping. So Gilda Radner and Gene Wilder are laughing, and then it ends up the pilot keels over. Well, he was burping a lot and then had a heart attack. So they had to land the plane, and they lived. But that, as a kid, allowed me to save lives later when somebody chronically burped or hiccuped to go, that could be a heart attack. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.